This is Dairy Radio Now.
Welcome to our Milky Monday, where today the coronavirus impacting everything, including dairy demand and prices. Let's check in with Lee Melke, who is with FC Stone dairy broker Dave Kurzowski.
Dave, coronavirus seems to be the only topic people are concerned with these days. I'd like to zero in on the impact on the dairy industry. It would seem to be mostly on fluid milk as schools close due to the virus and falling restaurant sales.
Well, we're in the midst of this right now, Lee. We're learning as we go. The news is changing every hour, and trying to figure out what the ultimate result will be is probably a fool's errand. That being said, I think you're right, and your question's valid. When we looked at this a month or two ago, January, early February, you know, we tried to apply some rationale to it. Long story short, it looked like we were going to see a 5 to 15% hit on dairy product prices in the U.S. overall, and probably globally as well, with the brunt force of that loss coming at 5 to 15% over the course of 12 months, right? So you might lose 20% up front, and you might gain 3% out back in month 10. So that was the thought process. And right now, I think we're trying to redesign what our thoughts are because, like I said, this is a very fluid situation at the moment. The reality is, yes, as schools close, that could be problematic for fluid milk sales. As restaurants lose business travelers and folks with expense accounts and some of these white tablecloth type restaurants, you're certainly looking at loss of butter sales. We move a lot of butter through restaurants, and that's going to be a problem for butter. That being said, people are not going to eat. And I think from a cheese perspective and potentially a butter perspective, and overall, if you look at the retail sales here on a weekly basis in March, they're shooting up. So I know we hear about hand sanitizer and toilet paper, but you know, folks are buying food as well, and they're buying dairy products. Now, are they pulling that forward in 2-3 weeks from now? Are we going to hear demand has slowed down a bit? I don't know. What I would tell you is 10 years ago, if this were to happen, anybody sitting at home that was going to order in was going to order a pizza. We will see a spike, I think, in pizza sales. But now you've got Grubhub and Uber Eats and DoorDash and all these different companies. You can order a steak if you want. You can order a cheeseburger. There's going to be a lot of that going on. So while we're going to lose some sales here, and prices have already reflected that, Class 3 so far from peak to trough this year is down about 15%. Class 4 is down about 17%. We've already seen some of this impact hit prices. We may have some more downside to go, but I don't think demand is going to curl up and die here, Lee.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Kurzowski in Chicago.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
What if you could extend the most productive years of a cow's life? Dr. Dan Weigel, research director from the Zoetis Outcomes Research Group, explains.
How many of our cows today reach six lactation? You know, not that many. So when we extend cows' herd life, we get an extra 6 months in milk. That's at that peak time when they're at their very, very best, mature milk production. If you're evaluating dairy cows, one of the first things you want to look at is lifetime production for milk, fat, and protein. And we see on energy-corrected milk, in our larger study, we see about 4 pounds more milk per day over the course of their lifetime for the best 25% versus the lower 25%.
How did cows achieve that additional production? By remaining in the herd 200 days longer, Weigel explains.
So we're giving another 6 months of their herd life during that peak productivity. That really moves the needle. So across their whole lifetime, they average 4 pounds more milk, and they do it for another 200 days.
Overall, Weigel says the Dairy Wellness Profit Index proved to be an accurate source for identifying the herd's best performers. I'm Miles Ramsey.
Thank you, Miles, and I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.